Google FM lets you express your concern.
Winning. Morning to you, Eagle FM listeners. It's now exactly 14 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Social Times, and I'll be your host, Francine Ngidengwa, until the hour of 11 o'clock, from now to 11 o'clock. What I have for you today, listeners, it's based on financial abuse. I don't know if we ever thought of this. You ever thought of, we are financially abusing the, how do I put it? The money. Yes. You know, there are some that are out there that are being financially abused and also financially abusing themselves. But anyways, before I move on, if you have just tuned in, you can listen to us via the Eagle FM app. That's on the Play Store. You can go on the Play Store and download our Eagle FM app for free. And then you can tune in and listen to any show you wish you'd love to listen to. And also you can visit our website. That's www.eaglefm.com.na. That's www.eaglefm.com.na. And you can tune in to any show that you'd love to listen to, or any show that you have missed out on and you wish to listen to, or you wish to repeat, you wish to listen to the show repeatedly. You are more than welcome. As long as you know the name of the show, the time and the date, then you are good to go. Like I said, I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And, it's the 7th of March, 2026, a beautiful sunny Saturday. And it's cold in the city. The capital is cold. It's as if we are already in winter, you know. I wonder how winter will be when we approach the winter months. I just hope we will cope. Anyways, moving on. Like I said, today we're going to talk about financial abuse. Now, you know, let me get to you that to make you understand the term financial abuse. I know some of you know the term, but it's worth, you know, elaborating more on to what am I really meaning is I'm saying financial abuse. So now financial abuse is a form of like abuse in which one person controls, sabotages another person's access to money, assets, or financial independence, and, also exploits. So it's common in domestic violence, elder abuse, and sometimes within caregiving or family relationships. This is something that's happening nowadays. This is something you find some killing each other because of this. All because of finance. You know? And it's not your money. It's someone's money. But you both end up killing each other. You end up, getting on each other's bedsides. You end up, having a bad family reputation because of all this. You know, it's a will. It's, this one inherited more than the other one. and now you try to make this one get less and you get more. So there's so many things that are happening that that we find that's happening right now or in this world. And nowadays, you know, if you always listen to news, you hear people scamming people with money and all sorts of things. So we're gonna look into this now. What can financial abuse look like? So one of the things that can how you notice that this could be financial abuse, because sometimes you could be somewhere that you know that you are doing something financially, but it's not your money, but you that the owner of the money, you haven't noticed that this is financial abuse. So one of the things could be controlling all the money and refusing to share excess. You know, you'd find some that would want to take over. It's your money. Money that you have worked hard for. And this person will try to take over or to control you. But you won't notice it. You know, the way they would come controlling you, it's not in a way whereby they would like come to you approaching you saying, bring the money. No. They'll come in a way of, like as if you're investing into something. You know, you are spending the money into something and you feel like, okay, it's working until you have nothing left on you. And all your money has went into whatever this person has, forced you into doing, but you haven't noticed it. Sometimes you won't notice that whatever that's happening here, it's you being fooled. It's someone overpowering you because of your money and all that. You only go realize it when you have lost everything and then you approach this person and you'll be like, I need money from this because of A, B, and C. And this person will be controlling you to say that, hold on or wait or, my hard work that it, because of me, this is what this business is growing. So you have to wait or you have to pass through me or you know, but it's your money that built this business. It's your money that built whatever that the agreement you guys had, you know, because at first it will look like it's an agreement and you seeing everything going into place. You are fine with it. You are happy about it. And then, out of the blue, you have lost everything that you worked hard for. There's now not only, I'm not only referring to those that are still employed and have side hustles, but also to the grannies, the pensioners and all that. This is also what's happening to inheritance money and all this. This is all what's happening. They'll manipulate you to get into, to do something, with this money, thinking it's you thinking about it. You'll be like, it's worth it because the money is multiplying, but then just to realize it, you are losing everything, slowly, you know? So another thing also could be that preventing someone from working or sabotaging their job and also forcing someone to hand over salary or wages. This also comes into, marriages also. You'd find that, a wife would be will be controlling the man. She has the bob card. Now this the husband wants to help the family. And you know, you find some wives that are so strange, that, when they get married, she wants to take over everything, the bob card and everything. He doesn't want the husband to help out the family members, you know. She just wants the money to be in the house. But when it comes to her side, when there's a family issue, she's using the husband's money to do so. But now you are controlling this husband of yours. He needs money to do this and that, but then you are failing to give the person the money. Or you take the money every time you're asking your husband money, but you are taking it from him, and the agreement to what you have asked the money for is not what you're doing. You maybe said you want to use the money to go register for a certain subject or to go back to school or to just buy something, and you end up not doing what you're supposed to do. And then tomorrow it's another thing again. You come asking for the same, not for the same thing, but for a different thing again. And until whatever that you were supposed to really buy that's really much important hasn't been bought because you, the way you approached your husband asking for the money, you asked in a different way. Now, this comes in whereby, he has no more title to his money. His money that he has worked hard so much for, he has no title at all. Or if he has the money, the wife is using just the husband's money, everything, while her salary is just there quiet. You know, it's just there still, it's not moving. The husband should do everything. You know, from house, from, cosmetics to household items, everything that needs to be done, water, electricity, petrol is just on the husband's salary. And then yours is there quiet. And then another thing also, not only about those that are married, but also the ones that are single, but they are together, you know, you'd find that, the wife would be, you know, controlling the men here and there. The man that wakes up every morning to make sure that there's bread on the table and the wife is sleeping, waiting for the husband to come home and then waiting to see of what today, what can I use his money for? You just want to use the money, don't want him to have the money. You want to be the one that's using the money. You know? And all that. Then another thing is that you'd also find it in family members whereby, this child is being controlled by a certain guardian. You know? They get money, maybe the pension money and all that. Now, instead of using this money to use it wisely and all that, you are using it on unnecessary things. And remember, this is not your money. It's a child's money. It's a granny's money. But then you are using it to solve your issues and then, not use it on the owner of the money. You'd find some grannies out there suffering, even the kids. They have nothing at all. But yet you hear this person gets this pension grant and all that, but yet nothing shows that they get something. You know, you'd find a granny that just recently got their pension money, but they are still full of beards. Now this I'm referring to the gentlemen, the grandpas. They are full of beards. They are full of hair on their head and all that. No haircut, nothing. And then you'll be like, oh, maybe it's too soon. Second week, still the same. This granny is dirty. This granny has not, you know, not wearing proper clothes. You know, this granny is just there. That thing of as long as the granny is eating and drinking water. And even the day the pension grant comes in, not meant to say, oh, let me treat this granny just to enjoy her pension money or his pension money. You buy for them something just to eat something good that day. No. You take the money, you go drink it up, you use it up for your own problems. And you'll be like, no, I'm the one who's looking after this granny. Who should be eating the money? I should be eating the money, you know? She's old enough where she's gonna take the money. You know? And all that. It's exactly 27 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. If you're just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times, with Francine Nangi Dengwa on Eagle FM, number one talk radio station. And I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. If you have just tuned in now, or you want to tune in right now and you are not close by the radio or something, you can actually download our Eagle FM app on Play Store and then you can listen to any show you would love to or you wish to listen to. Or you can go to our website, that's www.eaglefm.com.na, that's www.eaglefm.com.na. Tune in and listen to any show you'd love to listen to. Or any show that you have missed out on, as long as you know the date, the time, or the name of the show, then you are good to go. Now, moving on again, I was touching on financial abuse, the forms and, of abuse and into what financial abuse can look like, you know? What does it include, you know? So I touched on the controlling of money and refusing to share excess. The preventing of someone from working or sabotaging their job or also controlling all the money and refusing to share excess. Now, another thing also, running up debt in someone else's name and also stealing money, benefits or property. You know, these are so many things that are happening around in this world, in this country. But before we move on to this, talk about the forcing of someone to hand over, not hand over their salaries, pardon me, but to, way or form of stealing money and benefits or property from someone. We are going for another short musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave the frequency. We'll listen to the sounds of, Sign of a Victory, R. Kelly.
was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. How I'd love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. Just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. Dance with my father again.
Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Slip away, never knowing I'd be singing this song someday. And now I'm sinking, sinking to rise no more. Ever since you closed the door, if I could turn turn back the hands of time. Then my darling, you still be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, then darling, you'd still be mine. Funny how time goes by and blessings are missed in the wake of an eye. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why should one have to go on suffering when every day I breathe, please come back to me. If I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, my darling, you still be mine. And you had enough love for both of us, but I did you wrong. I admit I did, but now I'm facing the rest of my life alone. Whoa, if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Forever honest and true to you. If you accept me back in your heart, I promise. Yeah.
Alright, and that was the sounds of R. Kelly, If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time. It's exactly 44 minutes past the hour of 9. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And I was busy touching on financial abuse and, what does financial abuse look like? How does it look like? So I touched on the controlling of all the money and refusing to share excess, the forcing of someone to hand over their salary or wages, running up, debt in someone else's name, and also the stealing of money, or benefits or property of someone. Now, you'd find that sometimes when someone financially abuse you, they can like they always this now to the pension is they like cashes in your pension or other checks without your permission. You know, there are some that since they see that this granny is they can play with the granny's mind, you know, to convince them to let them have access to their finance and all that. And, you know, you'd find them also adding their name to your account and, pressure you to change their will also, you know, in a way you're not comfortable with, or also offering to buy shopping or paying bills with your money, but it takes and doesn't use them. What am I saying? But, the use of the money, how am I putting the statement? Okay, but then you would find that, when they've offered to use your money to buy shopping or to pay bills with your money, but it takes and doesn't use the money how you agreed, you know, you'd find, this is what I said at the beginning, you know, you have made an agreement on something, but that's not what the person is going to use the money for. That thing of that disrespect of what will she go do or what will he go do or what will she say or he say, if I've already used up the money on this. And, now they continuously keep doing this over and over, and it is a way of you find where some will be manipulating you into doing it, because you won't notice it until they have made sure that they have, the word is gone, but they have finished you. That's not the word I wanted to use, but I'll just use that one. And they finished knowing very well that you are left with no cent. Even at $20 in your account, you're left with nothing. And, you know, you'd find that some would be using you, would be withholding your necessities and, you know, such as, shelter, medication, clothes, and food. You'd find some holding you from this because they'll try to use your money in any way, in any form. And I still don't understand that it's someone's money they've worked so hard for. And now, this fellow person that's lazy or that was lazy enough or decided that there's 2 or 3 uncles in their family, and, two siblings and their parents, they'll be able to eat the money, you know, take the money, in the form of them thinking it's for their benefit, but it's for the person's benefit alone, just them alone and not including the beneficiary. Now you'd also find that, in pensioners, you know, their social security payments is always taken away from them. This is what something I was talking about before we went for a musical break. And it's, you know, common in elder abuse. You know, these grannies are suffering a lot. because they don't know where their money is going to. You know, I've seen a child that was given money. You know, there's those genies that are, they want to make sure that they see the goodness for their grandkids or any child they are raising. So they sacrifice their own pension money to make sure they go back to school, to add to whatever they need, you know, for registration, for accommodation, anything they are in need of. That grandparent will make sure that they give that money because they want what's best for them. Now, there was this child that was given such amount of money to actually this child, because this child used a weakness. You know, they would find some people using weakness of an elder. So this child used knows that the grandmother, when it comes to progressing in life, she would make any sacrifice to make sure this person goes to school. So he approached his grandmother, because he knows very well his grandmother, when it comes to education, she will run very fast. Even if it's for her to go in debt, she will do so. So he approached the grandmother, asking the grandmother for money to go register for NAMCO. Yeah? But he was actually going to these private institutions. So he asked money, and you know, when it comes to her, education is something that she so much respects. So he approached the grandmother, and then he told her, the grandmother, he wants to take two subjects, and this is how much the registration is, and also to pay the subjects per month, it's this amount. And the grandmother agreed. So this grandmother gave the grandson 1.7 to go register. And it's not far from their house, not like from there, from the town, because he's from the village and he was going to town. So it was not that far. So he went, and the grandmother even told the siblings, no, I gave him money to go register. I'm so grateful. You know how grandparents praise their grandkids, and all that, when they know that they are trying to make a change to their own lives, and it's what they all obviously want, right? So this child goes, and the grandmother all along thought that he went to go make the payments and all that. So he asked, oh, have you went? Yes. And the grandmother can only see with one eye. So she can hardly see. And she told the grandmother, no, yes, I did. And then he gave a fake, not even a fake receipt, just a receipt of a friend, because she can't really read. So as long as she saw that it's a paper and all that. So he manipulated this grandmother and everything. And then she thought the grandson goes to school. So because of a distance and calculating the transport money to be used to if you count from the beginning of the month to the end, it's so much. So he started helping be somewhere to stay, you know. So he went there. He actually didn't go there. He just disappeared for a month. And that month when he disappeared, he actually went to go use that money. He used up that money to go drink and do all sorts of unnecessary things. And now when the grandmother found out about that, she really was disappointed. Now imagine this grandmother sacrificed that money just for this grandson to make it in life, to be someone better. But then instead of doing that, he used the money to go drink with their friends and all that. And mind you, this boy, every time he'll come, he'll always be forcing the grandmother, no, we need this, we need that, we need that. And the grandmother did so because she was so much excited, not knowing very well that this grandson has been sucking out money from her for no reasons. You know? And now she got so much disappointed that I don't even think she'll be able to ever trust anyone else when they come forward to mention about needing help for financial assistance in terms of going back to school or so. So that's what the scenario I was trying to give here in terms of the taking pensions or social security payments, in a form of a way, you know, cause obviously you won't, like I said in the beginning, you won't know that this is a form of abuse. They'll just take it from you in a way of using a excuse or a reason for you to think that it's not only their gain, it's also your gain. But at the end of the day, it's their gain only and all that. It's exactly 54 minutes past the hour of 9. We have 6 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock. You can call us in studio on 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have for you today. Now, moving on again, now how this can affect a person. How can financial abuse affect a person? In terms of now, the beneficiary having their money used up on them and all that. But before that, I actually missed out on something. Before we move on to the financial abuse, how it can affect a person. One of the things that I've left out is, the restriction of every purchase or the monitoring of the money. You know, you'd find that there are some that are still being monitored with the money, their own money that they use, they make use of. They are being controlled of this money. You know, I think it's a movie that I've watched where I've seen a husband that whenever he tries to give an extra, giving a bonus, you know, or just something extra to the house help, to the house helps, the either it's the guy or the cleaner or the gardener. The wife had always had an issue. She would grab away that money, from the husband, or restricting whatever the husband is trying to buy, knowing very well that there's something worth buying for. But then if it's her, it's the right thing to buy whatever she needs to buy. But then if it's a husband doing it, it's a whole nother issue. It brings a whole commotion in the house. It's a whole battle. They're not getting along. And, it's just a whole fight. And another thing is that also you would find that you are stuck somewhere in a house, yeah? And maybe a house that you are raised in. And, they start saying that, what is your money used for? You know, we are not all, getting the amount of money or getting paid the amount of money that one would be able to cater themselves. You know, this person is really struggling to just also help their own selves. But then you'd find that the home where they are in, they are being asked money here and there. As much as this person tried to explain to them that, no, this is where obviously you won't mention the amount you get, but you would like, it's still a struggle for me. I'm still, unable to get onto my feet. Even I myself, I'm struggling just to take care of myself with this certain, with this amount of salary. Okay, obviously you won't mention the amount. And you now try to talk to them, you know, to make them understand. But yet they want, you'll find something that elder saying, bring that money so I can help you be able to manage everything with others. And you know, you now give that money because you have no other choice. And then you like, and then one side you feel like it's easier because now at least I'll be getting taxi money, but you don't want to be that happening to you. You'll be able to be getting the transport money, and then maybe you leave yourself with this certain amount, and then you can give the rest, and then you just be getting taxi money every day until it's month end again and all that. Just then to go realize that the money is being used for something else, and then you go there, you'll be told, no, this money, you also eat in this house, you also do what in this house, so I use it for water, I use it for food, try getting somewhere, or go to your savings, or do what or not. You know, there are some people that are really going through that much, or a lot in the house, or their own money. You will be asked, what do you use your money for? You know, someone, it's month end, they ask you, could you please, assist in doing this. And mind you, maybe you tried, you don't really have a fixed salary. And maybe you just, helped here and there. Maybe like you touched a bit on electricity, a bit on food, and then maybe you didn't now get a chance to touch on the water. And then they approach you like, no, can you at least, that's $200. They're like, no, I don't have money. And then they will start saying, what do you do with your money? They'll start monitoring you. Even if you try to like, okay, you know that you need shoes. You buy yourself a pair of shoes, you come in the house, they see you with a plastic with a pair, two pairs of shoes or a pair of shoes and a shirt and a trouser. And then they're like, ah, but she really has money or he has money. Imagine going to the shop to go buy, clothes and they'll even come check what you bought and check the prices also. And then they'll be like, oh, but she has 300 to go buy herself this. It's not as if they have the money, but they need it. They know very well that, no, I don't have any other pair of shoes and these ones are getting old, so let me get these ones before these ones get old, you know? Or this outfit is now, the color is now changing and all that. It's losing color. Let me try to get something new, you know, two pairs of shirts, two pairs of trousers, two pairs of dresses, depending if you're a female or a male. And then now to you, it's because you need it. You have nothing else to wear, or you know your situation. So you come home with a plastic. The eyes that they will give you, they will give you. So they will look at you with big eyes, trying to monitor you. That, oh, she's using her money on this. But we ask money. We even 100 rush wouldn't give. But these people, you find them that they hardly do what you are doing, and they are taking advantage of it. That you wake up every day going out of the house, meaning you get something at the end of the month. Now, these people, you'd find them that you'd find them coming home with bags of KFC, bags of what, just unnecessary things. And then if you count the much or they spend on or whatever, and you know, some they don't even work, they just wait off, they depend on maybe their boyfriends and all that, and then whatever they get, they use it on unnecessary things, wigs, what or not. But then you are expected to do whatever you have, what needs to be done in the house, because you leave every day in the morning. And then for them, because apparently they don't work, so every time you come in their house, they're monitoring to see what do you have in your hands, what's in your bag, you know, because they want to see what you're telling them, is it really true, or you know. They want to monitor, and they'll even be counting. You know, they'll find some that will go into your bag, and then they see, okay, the receipt is how much you spent, 300. Okay, after 2 or 3 weeks, or after a month, even 2 weeks again, sometimes it's not even your own money. It's maybe just someone, a friend of yours, or your partner, or even your own parents or your grandparents. If you are broken, you approach your parents or your grandparents, and you tell them your situation, they can help you if they have. And when they give you, you go buy what you needed, or you could do what you need to do. When you tell them, when you come home, and then they'll be like, ah, she says she doesn't have money, or he says she doesn't have money, but they are buying this or doing this. But did you think of where they got this money, or you are just monitoring what they are buying and what they have and what or not, calculating how much, and then you'll be like, oh, she spent like $600 on all this. You see, so it would be so much bad, you know, seeing this person or this people always monitoring you, and it would bring a bad tension in the house, because now you are being monitored. And even if you want to come with something at home, you don't know how to get it into the house, because they are waiting for you, instead wherever they are seated, to make sure you come in the house, they see what you have. So whatever you buy, you're being monitored. And you know, and when they are monitoring you, they start saying words. They're like, you guys are here saying you don't have money, but you're spending money on unnecessary things. You're buying yogurts, what or not, and what or not. And yet, this is what's happening. But you find that some are failing to assist also. The ones that are talking are the ones that they don't wake up early in the morning. It's just for them to wait to see who they can hustle from month end. So it's exactly 2 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. So we have 57 minutes until we hand over the mic to the big mic. We are going for another short musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency. We'll be listening to the sounds of Nobody Knows.
Wish I told her how I feel. Maybe she'd be here right now. But instead, I pretended I'm glad.
had you in a way. These four walls closing more every day, and I'm dying inside,
and nobody knows it but me.
Like a clown I put on a show, pain is real even if nobody knows, and I'm crying. Could I let my angel get away? Now my world is just tumbling down. I can say it so clearly, but you know where I'm at.
The nights are lonely, the days are so sad, and I just keep thinking about the love that we had, and I'm missing you.
No one's This feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needing a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed.
Thank you. stuck on you. Been a fool too long. I guess it's time for me to come on home. Guess I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. This feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needing a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stayed. The day that you were gone.
Eagle FM, good morning.
Yes, good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Mm-hmm. There is something I want to know, ma'am. I want to know if I'm in Oshakati and I want to listen to Eagle FM. What frequency do I have to use?
Just hold your line, eh?
Okay. Your name.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu toto ingida ashike kapeno nwepo tete opoewe ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa. Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu matatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello?
Yes, hello, ma'am.
It's 90.6.
90.6?
Uh-huh.
It has been long not listening to Eagle FM, because it was at 96.8 somewhere there.
Uh-huh.
But whenever I'm tuning to Eagle FM, it's just making like it's not in air.
Okay, let me just notify our
90 point. You said it's 90 point?
90, just quickly check 90.6 or 90.8.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
If it's not going through, then our team will look up on it.
Okay, thank you very big, ma'am.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, yeah? Good.
It's exactly 23 minutes past the hour of 9, past the hour of 10, and we have exactly 37 minutes till we hand over the mic to the big mic. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina, and that's of course on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And I was busy talking about financial abuse, and you can call us in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have for you today. Now, looking at the flags, you know, there's always red flags everywhere. So also, obviously, in financial abuse, obviously there will be the flags. The signs will be there most, and you obviously know that, okay, I think this might be a trap for me, or I might be abused financially here. So what can you look at? You know, one of the things that can lead to the red flags of financial abuse, I think it's similar to what it looks like. So I don't think I should touch there, because they are similar. They what I'm thinking of right now here, it's similar to what I've mentioned, and that was the running of up of debts in someone else's name, monitoring and restricting every purchase one is doing or making, refusing to pay shared bills as a form of control, taking patients or social security payments is now common in elder abuse, and then it also often happens alongside emotional, physical, and psychological abuse. You know, so you'd find some that if they went through this financial abuse, they could actually it could affect them. Not could, but it will affect them in a way where you find someone will be doing this also via revenge, because this happened to them, they decide to also do the same thing, you know, to the next person, because they don't want to feel the pain alone, and they are so much hurt, and they have lost so much without noticing that they are being financially abused. So they decide to do the same thing. And, you know, with the way they do it, they'll do it with that much of pain of what they went through. And, you know, now, this would be affecting the others that didn't, that weren't part of whatever has happened, you know? So now this certain person will do it with so much harsh and pain and all that, and they'll be doing it to those that have nothing to do with it. You know, you'd find some that are going, whatever they are going through, they would include those that weren't part of whatever they are going through, you know? And, so this person is going through emotional, psychological abuse and physical abuse. They'll try to by all means, to do whatever they can do to financially abuse the beneficiary and all that. So now moving forward to, how it can affect a person, you know, it can make one to lose independence, you know. The victim may feel trapped because they lack money to leave the relationship or support themselves. So now, as a victim, they know very well that they lack the money, you know, to leave the relationship or support themselves. So they end up being stuck there. They'll end up being there. They'll decide that there's no point. Let me just be there. Because, you know very well if you leave, you will suffer. And you know that this is where all the money comes from. The relationship is built on the finance. And they know very well that they've nowhere else to get assistance. It's just where in this relationship that they're trying to live and all that. Then another thing could also be emotional and mental health impact. You know, now this can cause anxiety and chronic stress. So you'd find someone, they'll get sick and affected by all this, and it will bring so much stress towards someone else. And you know, once this person is stressed and all that, it can affect them even wherever they are. Because now, even though as much as you want to keep this, what's happening to you when you're at home, once you leave this place, once you leave the house, or once you, even if you go to work, it will still be there. It will be haunting you. And now when it haunts you like this, even your performance at school, wherever you are, it affects you and all that. Eagle FM, good morning.
Oh, morning, Francina.
Yes, Uncle Buana, how are you? Long time.
Long time. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Uncle Buana. How are you?
Nice. Fine. Sometimes you do listen, and then we only ship in where we feel we can make a meaningful contribution.
Mm.
But like in this of today's topic,
mm-hmm.
it's very true. Especially when it comes to, we used to think it's only, solely
the elders.
Women.
Yeah, women. Mm-hmm.
Women, or female,
mm-hmm.
people who can be stuck
mm-hmm.
into that kind of a situation of financial abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And that financial abuse goes alongside with emotional, you know, that's gender-based. That is a, those are a form of gender-based violence, actually.
Yes.
And they do take place mostly when people are somehow dependent on each other. But there's nothing to not to be depending or interdependent to each other. But this one is a kind of a slavery where a woman has to be abused, say for example, but there's no way she can move out from that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If it's love relationship, because one, she's now depending on this man for financial support.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, she's also psychologically depending on this particular person. And as a result, so the person is no longer free.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they is not free to speak out on the abuse and the abuses that are taking place, she has got no really voice to, as you know, to be part of the decision making when it comes to finance.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is just that, yes, the month has ended. Today I'm getting this maintenance. Or even if those who are getting maintenance, those who are together,
mm-hmm.
obviously you just have to wait. And sometimes, usually, I know there are a few women who gamble. So, yeah, those that they do gamble. Those maybe who are really financially independent.
Mm.
You can see them at this Karahari Hotel there, and those ones, they are gambling. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But this really generation, this young generation, and they may be from 40 around there, it's very hard for them to see them gambling, actually,
mm-hmm.
in those casinos. But you find the elder women and elder men who are gambling there.
Mm.
Maybe one can say, yes, maybe those ones are independent financially. Maybe they have retired.
But then you look sometimes at, you don't know the money that they are using. It's from where? It could be it's money that they're supposed to use it to do something that they...
The grant, man.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. That's why I'm thinking, because many a time when you just pimp in those casinos,
mm-hmm. it's just the elder ones.
You find the elder one.
Mm.
You find the elder one.
Mm-hmm.
But on this issue now of the other gambling, maybe women are now, the young ones are just getting gambling now on this betting, you know, business and
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now those who are in the relationship and they are not betting, they are not doing whatever, you really find them out that, yes, many a times they are depending on this, on their men.
Mm-hmm.
In the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the problem comes in. Because you are just depending on that person, whether the person is abusing you or mistreating you,
mm-hmm.
and you don't even have a say, because if the person has to mismanage his finance there, is, you know, you have no say.
Mm-hmm.
You are limited in saying something. But you also find men who are also cornered, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They are just there, maybe if they are not, whether the person is, even if that is his partner or wife is working.
Mm.
So it's very difficult for women to really give assistance to their men.
And now when they also find themselves being abused, they won't leave knowing very well that that's where the money comes from.
Exactly.
So they just have to stay there.
Exactly. And you see now that even if the person is working, the woman, let's say now your partner who is a woman, maybe a wife is a different thing, situation. Mm-hmm. Maybe the wife will definitely know that, yes, because the wife has to take note now mm-hmm. that, yes, this man is going to be used for this one,
mm-hmm.
for this purpose. Even you as a man, there's no way you can just spend
mm-hmm.
Without really the knowledge of your wife,
mm-hmm.
Even your partner sometimes. But you find out that even if both are gainfully employed, They are the woman who just say, now you are the money, you are the one to provide, you are the one to do these things. Even when it comes to work, other work, just to give advice, you know, no, you are the man who you supposed to be providing. If the man is not getting enough money, maybe getting less than the woman.
Yes.
So, but you see now that the men are also in the tight corner. Mm-hmm. It also gives them some kind of thought. If I don't get this enough, then they end up stealing, or they end up just to satisfy and just to take that pressure that is coming from the society. Also say, you are a man, but you don't provide.
Mm.
And, you know, issues of that nature. But financial abuse really is taking place, and men are also feeling the pinch on these things, because if you don't want to support now,
mm-hmm.
whether you are supporting a lot, you might end up having two children or many, or three.
Mm-hmm.
And this other one is demanding nine, my child has to get 800 or 1,000. So if you don't do that, what do? They will take you for maintenance. And you go for maintenance. Now the men will not say, okay, but you must also provide. Because many a time they say 50-50. So you have the custodianship 50-50. Or you support the children 50-50. Okay?
Mm.
But you see that this thing doesn't really happen. Many a times men are the ones who are forced to support financially.
Mm.
And that brings some element of abuse.
Yes.
So let's just maybe sensitize ourselves also
mm-hmm.
to just make sure that the interests of the children should be attended to both sides. If a woman is not working, that or a man is not working, that's a different thing. But you can still support psychologically, so, emotionally, and things like that, so that your love will be felt by the children.
Mm.
But in the case where both are able to support, let them both support, so that no one of them will be now overburdened by the interest of the children, which need to be met, issues of it. I don't know, this kind of topics are very, very complex, and sometimes they are difficult also for us to understand, but these are things that are really happening.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mani.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful weekend.
What? You say your surname is who? Why is this?
Nidengwa.
Idengwa, yeah.
Yes.
So now I heard when you introduce yourself when you begin, because the other Francina same name is different. Well, these are, although they are both Oshwambo nicely.
Mm.
So yeah, now Francina Idengwa, and I'm about to identify your voice, to distinguish your voices.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Idengwa. Have a
wonderful weekend.
The same to you, man.
All right.
Good.
Mm-hmm. All right, you can call us in studio on 0832884401, 0832884401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have for today. And that was a very much informative information that Uncle Bwana has just shared with us right now, and his opinion on what I was discussing on. And he actually mentioned something that I'd love to add on to, whereby men are also going through financial abuse, whereby this man has to be forced to do everything that has to do with finance. He has to contribute to it. And you know that they are some strict women in their life where they will be making them, forced to do so. And the words that us women sometimes say to men, they can make this person end up because they don't want to be now seen that they are weak enough and they are weak and all that, or they are unable to meet the needs here and there. So they end up being in debt. They go borrow and they get loans. And here they have borrowed personally. Then also here they have borrowed, they've went to cash loans, and then they've taken money, they also borrowed from family members and friends, just because they need to meet whatever needs the wife or the girlfriend is asking. And now, because you don't want to be seen, you're weak. And the words we always say, you're, as a man, you are weak. Other men are doing what, and then as him thinking about this, and he loves this woman so much, and he doesn't want to disappoint her, and he wants to make sure he's there for her, he ends up getting caught up in debt. Now, at the end of the day, where he ends up whereby he won't be able to pay here and there because of this financial cage he's getting himself into. Now the wife or the girlfriend finds out that he's in debt here and there, and then she starts being again rude towards the husband or the partner because of the financial where he stands now financially. But then you didn't think of why this person, you didn't get even a chance to listen to this explanation to why this person is in debt, so much debt, why? Nothing of you are the main reason, you are the cause behind it. Now you are here asking debt here and there, I mean asking money here and there, and when he says I don't have money, you end up even saying it's fine, I'll see where I'll get it. And as a man, if he loves the wife so much or the girlfriend so much, and he hears the wife or the girlfriend saying such a thing, you would obviously think deep as to why is she saying she'll see where she'll get it. You think of, at first you wouldn't mind, but later on, you'll be worried as to where is she getting all this money. You might be thinking there's another man involved, who's getting money from another man or woman and all this. So this will force him to end up doing anything just to make sure you get what you need to make you happy, because he loves you so much and doesn't want you to see ending up in another man's arms or hands and all this. So he just ends up being in debt. And he doesn't even end up doing the necessary things, helping himself, helping what's needed, the family members, emergencies and all that. It's just everything just going on the woman. So also as men, sometimes, you just got into a relationship with a lady and now you want to impress her left, right and center with the money. Sometimes you bring it to yourself at the beginning. You don't know this woman very well. This is the first day you met her, so you are trying to impress her so she can give you, to accept you to be in a relationship with her. So you end up, spending so much, going in debt to borrow money to go to restaurants. You know, just to, like I said at the beginning, we also financially abuse ourselves, because now you want to make her happy, you want her to take you, to accept you, to be her boyfriend. Now, sorry about that. Now, you get caught up in debt and all that. Now, because you started, and this lady accepts you, because of, she knows that, he has money, he's able to support me here and there. So, the first impression you gave at the beginning made her to conclude already that, no, let me accept him because he has done this A, B, and C. Now you have brought trouble to your shoulders and to yourself, because now you have to make sure, imagine January to December, you have to make sure that you get her what she wants, because that's the first impression you gave her at the beginning when you met with her. You tried to show her that you have everything, you are able to do everything. Now, because she's used to of that, the day you are now stuck, you have nowhere else to get money, you tell her that, no, I don't have. She'll get angry, or she'll think there's someone else that you are giving money to, because why all of a sudden you have stopped. And you don't want to explain to her that, I mean, that's because of this and this. This is not who really I am. I'm not really financially that well off. I'm just trying to impress you, to get you to accept me and all that. But it's you who brought this to yourself, onto yourself. So, be who you are. Be the real you the moment you meet the woman. So even when you meet up, she knows that where you stand, how you deal with your finances. Even this person who have the respect and the fear of, no, what if he doesn't have, but let me try my luck and ask. If he says no, she will just automatically be fine with it. She'll be like, oh, okay, I understand. Because she knows very well that as she met you like this, you don't really have that much, you are financially this way, you stand into, I don't know what percent of the finance, so she's fine with it. But if you start with that impression of impressing and what's or not to make her be with you for the rest of your life and all that, you will suffer. So be who you are, be the real you, show who you are financially, where you stand, how you struggle. So the person who even have a fear of asking you here, and they'll ask when they know that, okay, let me ask, maybe he says no, you are, the lady, your partner is fine with it, because they know of, because they are used to you, because that's how they met you. But if you start with the impression of you have the money and all that, then you know how some ladies are. They will forever ask. And you know, as we love things, we have we have bills to pay. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned to Only That Frequency.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
All right, it's exactly 45 minutes past the hour of 10. We have exactly 15 minutes until we come to the end of our social times. But before that, we are going for another musical break. We'll be right back so we can round up everything that we have discussed. And yeah, so we can listen to the sounds of Backstreet Boys, Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely.
Show me the meaning of being lonely. For the broken heart, it's hard to see in a crimson love, so hard to breathe. Walk with me and maybe the night to the light so soon become wild and free. I can feel the sun, your every wish will be done. They tell me, show me the meaning of being lonely. Is this the feeling I need to walk with? Tell me why I can't be there where you are. There's something missing in my heart.
Show me the meaning of being lonely. I still get to go on. I mean, whatever I say, believe I the M.O. is entity. I still on my way, back to I'm in that. Brazilian guys over, amazing Gaurala, you reach your place, the heavens gate, Utalia, Bona, Kumala Menka, let's talk a slow motion, Dali, for you, Fama, my way, back to
again. You don't forget back in a day. I've been there, beg you to try. Reason with me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I be you one make a die. You know easy for me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I was broke. I've been the enter Okada High. From me to Mata, straight to Alaba. How I wish, say, you believe me. Back then, it was Walada. Those days in Junior Abuja. You insist, hey, you don't need me. Girl, I try everything to spend my life with you. Hey, I've been the beg you to try. Reason with me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I be you one make a die. It no easy for me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. So she says she gonna run away. She gonna run many better way. As the rubber don't dead,
the baby come the mail. See the baby don't come again. You don't forget back in a day. I've been the beg you to try. Reason with me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I be you one make a die. It no easy for me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I've been the beg you to try. Reason with me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I be you one make a die. It no easy for me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow.
Time has really gone by. It's exactly 11, 1 minute past the hour of 11 o'clock. And I think it's now time to round up what we have said, or what I have been saying for the past two hours, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, for the past 2 hours. Alright, sorry about that distraction. Okay, so now, before we went for that musical break and for our caller, I was at the how it can affect a person. So I talked about the emotional mental health impact, the depression. One can be depressed. The loss of independence, because now you become the victim. The victim may feel trapped because they lack money to leave the relationship or support themselves. The shame or guilt, low self-esteem, fear of making financial decisions, long-term financial damage, ruined credit scores, large amounts of debt, bankruptcy, difficulty renting or housing or getting loans. It also social isolation, you know. The abuser may restrict access to transportation, phone plans or social activities by controlling the money. You know, you want to have other plans that you want to do, but because you are being financially controlled and all that, there are only some things that you can do, you know. And this is now where even lies come in, because you have to lie to get that finance. And, you know, also increased vulnerability. Without financial resources, a person may struggle to afford safe housing, healthcare, legal support, basic needs like food, transportation. And you know, who is most at risk? Financial abuse can affect partners in intimate relationships. That's why I said at the beginning, elderly individuals, people with disabilities, immigrants who depend on a spouse for legal status, individuals, and also individuals with limited financial literacy. So these are all things that could contribute to affect a person and all that. So before I hand over the mic to the big mic, people are really going throughout a lot there financially, you know. And this comes in mostly now on finance, you know. And mostly it's the elders and the ones in intimate relationships, like I've said, and the elders and all that. So what would one should, because obviously now we need to find a way to do away with this financial abuse and all that. So to do away with this, it's to recognize the signs, you know, securing your financial independence, seeking professional support, and also when necessary, safely exiting the abusive relationship, you know. And you know, if you know very well that you are stuck here and you know, you could be going through, there are a lot that are going through financial strains and all that. And you know very well that you want to go out of it or come out of it, but you know how to go out of it because you are stuck. You have nowhere, you have no one who you can approach and all that. But anyways, my time is now up. I've taken most of, the big mic's time. So now we are handing over the mic to the big mic, and we shall meet again next week Saturday. We shall meet again next week Saturday, same time, same place, and that's of course on Eagle FM number 1 talk radio station. From me, Francine Ngidengwa, it's a goodbye. Have a lovely weekend and a wonderful Saturday, and please do not let that someone to take advantage of you, take advantage of your finances, to not be manipulated before you make any decision with your own money that you worked hard for, that you've sacrificed to wake up early morning hours, knocking off late for, think before you make any decision that requires you giving up all your money that you worked hard for on unnecessary things, or to someone that's manipulating you into doing something that will not benefit you but just benefit themselves. Now, from me, Francine, it's a goodbye. Have a wonderful weekend. We shall meet again next week. Bye-bye.